Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We're back with Eden's Ritter. Alright, Joystick, so this one is rough. This is non-con. I just looked at everything in it. It's rough. Alright, so we were going to do Eternal Torment, but that game has to be run in a window due to its age. I put that up on the little messages section of Joystick, so if you want to find out exactly what happened, just, it's old, alright? It's just a really old game. So there's really nothing we can do about it. And I'll record it, and I'll also throw up the old videos, because I think I still have them, and if I do, I'll throw them up here so you guys can kind of follow along. Now, that one has a lot of non-con. Very violent non-con. It's pretty hardcore. But yeah, remember, these are non-con games. We're not encouraging anything. We're all adults here. We understand the material. So let's get started with Eden's Ritter, which is actually by Waffle. Yeah, the fun bag people. But this one isn't fun. It's going to be a little different. So let's get started. Start. I don't know if it has a story, but I know Eternal Torment did. That day should have been blessed with prayers of joy, filled with the laughter of children running through the streets and adults watching the children play. The people savoring their happy lives, striving to work their hardest and offering prayers to the god tree Sephiroth, that such days might continue forever. That day ought by rights to have such a day. A beautiful day. There's more of them! Enemy reinforcements incoming! The brave knights charged toward the mob of orcs. In the chaos of that deadly skirmish, shields were battered and heads flew from their bodies. But our soldiers fought gallantly on. Though the orcs were twice their number, the fighters came through, building mountains of foul corpses. Get into position, men! Form a wall and stop these beasts from setting foot on our soil! Now kill them! Kill them, I say! Do not let these repulsive orcs tarnish the sacred earth of our kingdom of Elrond! The captain of the Elrondian army barked orders to his men from an encampment built atop a small hill. His voice echoed across the battlefield, and his men responded with fierce war cries to his call. The soldiers held their line at the foot of the hill, swinging swords and jabbing spears at every orc who dared draw near. And yet, another soldier was slaughtered by the beast. No matter how many orcs were slain, more took their place. Against the seemingly endless horde of orcs, the military strength of the Elrondian army was only finite. Some of the troops were growing fatigued, and some blades were beginning to dull. If left on the battlefield for much longer, these men would surely perish. I order all injured men to fall back immediately. Reinforcements take their places. No gaps in the line. We are the shield of our kingdom. Despite the situation, morale remained as high as ever. Each and every last soldier fought on, putting their lives on the line for their kingdom and the people who lived there. It's been what? 3 days since this orc raid broke out? Has there still been no word from the scouting party? I stood in the center of the encampment. Yes, that's my character. Yes, well, I've got some lovely breasts. I mean... I stood in the center of the encampment along the captain and inquired about the state of the battle. I mean, if I had tits that big, I'd probably play with it. I mean, you want to test the percussion. Like, boom, 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 boom. Can I, you know... Okay. He turned to confirm the situation with one of his footmen, and then reported the answer to me. Indeed, we have already dispatched 2 squads now, but neither has returned.
その準備が間もなく整うとのことでございます、ノエン様。
We are preparing a third squad for dispatch. They should be ready momentarily, Commander Noin.
そうか。
I see. It was the morning before last when the orcs began their assault. Upon receiving the Elorardian army's request for reinforcements, I, the commander of the Elorardian Holy Guard, had this morning led 1,000 of my men to the battleground. But even at this stage in the battle, we still lacked a clear grasp as to the scale of the monstrous army. How many hundreds, no, thousands of corpses must pile up before this onslaught was finally quelled? The extent of the enemy's forces remained shrouded in the thick forest foliage beneath us, but they continued to exert relentless pressure on our troops. How bad are our losses?
一刻前の報告によると、我が守備隊の損耗はまだ1割にも至っていません。またそのうち軽傷の者は午後より戦線復帰することになっております。
According to my previous report, not even a tenth of our defensive line has been lost. Those who have sustained minor injuries shall rejoin the front line in the afternoon.
なるほど。
I see.
早期にこの丘陵地を抑えられたのが功を奏しました。ノエイン様の軍略にはただ舌を巻くばかりにございます。
Securing this hill so early in battle has given us a great advantage, Commander Noin.I am in awe of the ingenuity of your battle tactics.
世辞はいい。兵たちの疲労が溜まってくる頃間、適宜様子を見つつ、予備戦力との交換をしていけ。お前も、あと少ししたら休めよ。
Spare me the flattery. The soldiers must be growing tired, so swap in reinforcements as the opportunity arises. You would also better rest yourself.
かしこまりました。
Understood. Nevertheless.The captain's voice went distant as he surveyed the battlefield. It seems as though the number of orc attacks has only been increasing as of late. My men tell me they've fought monsters with more frequency than they have other humans.
確かにそうだな。人同士の争いが少ない分、いくらかはマシなのだろうが。
They may be right.Of course, it's good that the quarrels among men remain few, but the Holy Kingdom of Elorald boasted a vast number of hills, meadows, and lakes. Its vast territory also housed the main church of the Elorald faith practiced all over the continent, which promoted good relations with neighboring nations. For decades, its people had enjoyed happy lives, unhaunted by any major conflict. But recently, that peace had begun to show seams. Much harm had been caused by the otherworldly monsters known as the Lust Fiends.And their attacks were growing alarmingly frequent. Regarded as the greatest threat to the Church of Elorald, they existed solely to sow the seeds of despair deep within the human heart and drive our holy kingdom into chaos. A pact had been formed among nearby nations that should a large-scale monster invasion occur, we would unite our military strength to exterminate the threat.
隣国の動きはどうなっている?
And what have our neighbors been up to?But it would be preferable to not be in the debt of another nation. Our kingdom, the suzerain state, had yet to require such assistance. Some nations in the past had, after dispatching reinforcements to a nation in need, demanded land or villages from the victim's border in return for their support.
はい。今のところこちらから援軍の要請をしていないため、静観といったところです。
At this stage, we have not requested reinforcements, so they are waiting until further notice.
それでいい。いくら同盟国相手とはいえ、絶対に油断をするな。
Good.
逐一報告を上げさせろ。
They may be our allies, but we must be cautious with them. I want that reported in detail.
は、かしこまり。
Understood, coming.
ダナ!
Emergency! Emergency!
ん? 何事か?
What is it? I felt a twinge of concern.That cry had come not from the battlegrounds ahead, but from the highway behind us that led towards our holy capital. Feeling a sense of unease in my stomach, I turned towards the soldiers.
聖都セフィラムを魔物の軍勢が包囲!
An army of monsters have surrounded holy Sephirim!
何?
What? I could not believe my ears. Sephirim was the capital of the kingdom of Elorald. The god tree Sephirim stretched roots into its sacred earth.That we allowed the beast to infiltrate our capital's borders was a deep shame to our honor as knights. And that was not even the worst of it. There in the royal capital lived the one to whom my humble blade was devoted. Princess Cecily. If some terrible fate were to befall her, then I would no longer have reason to live. Yeah, awful. Definitely did these girls. Look at how big the breasts are. Are you certain of this? Yes, sir! Last night, a horde of orcs exceeding the thousands launched an attack on the capital from another direction. The Archbishop Rudolph has personally taken charge of the remaining knights of the Holy Guard and ordered them to defend the capital. What is the meaning of this? We're being attacked from two directions at once? And you say the Archbishop has taken charge? Yes, sir. He requests that Commander Noin and her infantry return to the capital post haste. Understood. Sorry, Captain, but I'll have to leave the rest to you. One thing I want to change. Voice. Sexy. And music. Just a bit down. There we go. You have my word. Thanks to your efforts, we have managed to all but quell the enemy assault. We'll decide how to proceed from here, so please, Commander Noin, make your return to the capital with speed. Perhaps they had planned to split our defenses from the start. No, the orcs couldn't have possibly had that kind of intellect. Knights of the Elorardian Holy Guard, we ride for the capital at once! I straddled my horse and set off at gallop for the Holy City. Princess Cecily, I shall return to you at once. May you still be safe. I don't know about that. It's wrong game for that. Normally, the halls of the church were hushed with solemn ambience. But now that peace had been disrupted. Oh, holy God tree Sephiroth, please bestow us your humble lambs with your hand of salvation. Don't worry, those lust fiends shall never breach these sacred walls. Our faith shall certainly protect us, therefore we must remain strong and keep praying. Right. Oh, holy Sephiroth, please protect us in these grave times. It's weird that they say Sephiroth because they're saying Kamiyo. Kami literally just means God. Like, that's literally what it means. Google it. Kami, Japanese, God. I don't know why they did that. It's weird localization. Somebody couldn't put God there. My husband is among those fighting against the beasts. Please grace him with your divine protection. More and more people were taking refuge in the church to seek salvation and faith. Some have been severely injured. They groaned in pain, clutching the wounds that stained their clothes red. Please, show me your wounds. I found one such anguished individual and offered my assistance. Is that you, Royal Princess? They did say, no, Priestess, not Princess. It's the royal priestess!
Nikohime-sama!
Ah, the royal priestess! They all stared at me, calling me their royal priestess. It might be true that, as my father was both ruler and pope of the kingdom, I was both heir to the throne and a maiden of the church blessed with a divine light. But in desperate times such as these, my status deserved no attention. Now, please show me your wounds. I took the elderly woman's arm and observed her injury. Oh dear, I've sullied the fair hands of the royal priestess. Your wounds are deep, no doubt you must be in pain. I shall heal them immediately. I clasped my hands together in front of my chest as I knelt before her. O Sephiroth, divine tree and mother of all things, I pray that my vitality shall be shared with this mortal soul. As I silently pray, a golden light shines upon the woman's body. Oh! It's a miracle! A divine miracle! The pain is vanishing! There, all better now. As I gently smiled at the elderly woman, she began to sob, placing her forehead against the cold church floor. Madam? You sacrificed some of your life to save my own. Such compassion. Thank you, royal priestess. I shall never forget this kindness for the rest of my life. The royal priestess has done it again. Oh, royal priestess, you are a beacon of light for the kingdom. Everybody, please do not bow to me. We are born as equals. You need not treat me with such reverence. Now allow me to help you next. Your stomach, seems to be badly wounded. It's nothing. I'll be fine. Please, put your own health before mine. If you perform any more miracles, you'll... A woman stood beside him with her face soaked in tears. The man must be her partner. She feared for her husband's life, yet she could not ask for my help, knowing how much it would cost me to perform any divine acts. Even though it was my sworn duty as both priestess of the church and priestess of the kingdom to protect and rescue my people, my weakness made people hesitant to ask for my healing touch. Fear not. The blessings of the divine shall protect the life of the one for whom you care so deeply. Stop! I beg of you! She says the same prayer. Just as I had done for the elderly woman, I knelt before the man and began to pray. A heavenly light shone upon the man and his wound vanished in an instant. Royal priestess! The man lowered his head towards me as tears ran down his face. Thank you! If I were only stronger, then these poor people would not need to feel such remorse. Although I felt it was I need. Let's try that one again. Although I felt it was I that needed to bow to them, I had not the time to tell them this. No, it's fine. Direct your praise not at me, but to the divine tree Sephiroth who led you all here. I stood up and walked over to assist another injured individual. Amidst such adversity, I was treated like a divinity myself, and the people even cried for me. I am completely undeserving of these people's praise. At most, I was only able to heal 10 people in a single day. Considering the countless innocents injured in my siege, my meager capacity to help was pathetic.
Noin,
how I envy your strength. I wish that I too had the strength to protect the ones I love. As I gazed upon the sky from the window of the church, the face of my dear friend entered my subconscious. The cacophony from outside had not stilled them for a moment throughout. It seemed that the battle raged on. Out of my way! By the time my horse had reached the capital, the gates of the kingdom had already been destroyed and the lust fiends were wreaking havoc in the city. I want all units to proceed to the church. Eliminate every last demon that stands in your way. Princess Cecily, I proceeded forward with my men falling closely behind. The citizens began to cheer at the sight of the Ellardian Holy Guard making its return. Oh, it's Commander Noin! The commander has returned! Captain Noin, brave knights, please drive these monsters out from our capital. It seemed the enemy had only just broken through the castle gates. The buildings had already sustained some damage, but I saw with relief that people were mostly unharmed. We're almost at the church. Once we arrive, I want half of you to slay any monsters lurking outside. The rest of you would take position at the entrance and defend it with your lives. Yes, sir. The closer we drew to the church, the fewer people I saw. We slaughtered every monster unlucky enough to meet us, leaving the mere spots of rust on our blades. Hold on, just a little longer. Please, please be safe, Princess Cecily. I leapt off my horse the moment we arrived and banged against the mighty doors of the church. Princess Cecily, it would seem that Commander Noin has returned. She has? Upon hearing the news of Noin's return, I immediately rose to my feet. And my face was not the only one that lit up at the news. Commander Noin, our kingdom is saved! After spending all day and night listening in fear to the clashing of swords, everybody in the church now showed signs of relief. All that I could do for these people was tend to their wounds. Noin, on the other hand, could bring the people peace. I felt shame at the realization that my admiration for the strength she possessed was tinged with jealousy. So where is she right now? She's currently waiting outside the church doors. The priest turned to face the entrance. Several priests were at work removing the circle barricade of tables and chairs in front of it. At last, the doors creaked open, revealing the silhouette of a woman with her back towards the setting sun. She stepped into the church. Laying eyes upon her face, I could not resist the urge to run towards her. I clutched the hems of my skirt as I rushed towards her and gave her a big, unladylike hug. I'm glad to see that you are safe, Your Highness. Although it had only been a matter of days, I felt like an eternity since I had heard that voice. Only now did I realize just how scared I had been in her absence. After she let go of my body, she immediately knelt down before me. The knights entering the church behind her followed suit. No doubt you must have been deeply distressed. But everything will be alright. Now that I have returned, these beasts will not be allowed to wreak any more havoc. I have dispatched all the soldiers under my command to every corner of the capital, and they are already in the process of eliminating every last monster in the city. Please tell me the castle is safe. Yes, according to the reports from one of my men, Archbishop Rudolph is in the castle. You have no need for concern. Thank goodness. I could not help but worry that perhaps something might have happened to my father, the king, so I am greatly relieved to hear that. Now with that out of the way, Your Highness, if I may ask you, I sigh with relief before Noeen slowly rises to her feet. Noeen towered over me and I tilted my head up to meet her gaze. Wait! I suspected I knew what was coming. In fact, I didn't just suspect, I knew it almost certainly. When Noeen looked down at me from this angle, frowning and with narrowed eyes, that always meant I had upset her. What on earth is the Princess of the Kingdom doing in a place so lacking in military presence as this? This time was no exception. She was angry. But I'm a princess. Excuse me, I'm a priestess before I'm a princess. It's only right that I should be where the injured have gathered. I'm sure that your kindness has brought much joy to all the people here. But please, remember how important you are. If something were to happen to you, the light of the kingdom would vanish. I understand. I apologize for making you worry, Noeen. As long as you understand that, it's fine. Now let's return to the castle, shall we? Noeen took my hand in a manner most befitting of a knight. I only wish that I could stay a little longer so I might relieve the others of their pain. But I lack the power to truly free people from their woes. It would seem that I have done all I am capable of here. If only I had your strength, then I could have brought smiles to the people's faces sooner. Noeen gives a wry grin at my envy-tinged muttering. You are fine just the way you are, Your Highness, as pure as you are. May you remain your noble self, the one to whom we knights devote our blades. Noeen led me by the hand out of the church where the setting sun greeted us. Having been indoors for so long, the intense light of the sun stung deep in my eyes. It was the The 2033rd year of the Holy Era. Spring was drawing to a close, with summer about to take its place. The Holy Kingdom of Elrond had been attacked by the Lust Fiends, but thanks to the efforts of the Holy Guard led by Noing, the monsters were repelled. But little did I know at the time, this was merely the beginning, and that from this day on, I, the Royal Princess of Elrond, and Noing, commander of the Elrondian Holy Guard, would be utterly smeared in shame. Several days had passed since the Elrondian Holy Guard suppressed the Lust Fiend invasion, and the castle gates destroyed by the beasts were still undergoing repairs. I was summoned by Archbishop Rudolph to attend the war council. Noeen was already in the hall when I arrived, and immediately rose from her chair when she spotted me. Her Royal Highness, the Princess, is now present. At the police guard's announcement, the entire room stood up in unison and knelt before me. I don't know, guys. I think I might have to cut this one. I don't know. Sleep has hit me. Maybe I worked a little harder today than I thought. Anyway, guys, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and cut this, but we'll return to it again later. Sorry I had to cut the stream short, but if you can't keep your eyes open, it's really not worth it much, is it? All right. I'll see you guys next time. Be sure to pick the game up on Steam or Just USA. I'd pick it up on Just USA. That's probably your best idea. All right, so where is it? There we go.